AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Did you know the U.S. conducted a secret war in Laos during the Vietnam era? President Obama says too few Americans realize that. He's in Laos for a meeting of world leaders, and this morning, before a group of officials, business people, and students, he acknowledged the scars of that secret war decades ago, saying the U.S. dropped more bombs on Laos as it tried to cut off communist forces in neighboring Vietnam than it dropped on Germany and Japan combined during World War II.
Given our history here, I believe that the United States has a moral obligation to help Laos heal. And even as we continue to deal with the past, our new partnership is focused on the future.
And so the president is promising millions of dollars to help clean up the unexploded bombs the U.S. dropped on Laos during the Vietnam War. Anyone traveling on British Airways may be delayed today as the airline struggles with computer troubles. The problems with the check-in systems are worldwide. Eric Blangstedt is at the airport in San Francisco trying to get to London.
We've talked to the people. They've offered us cold water and some chips and sympathy. And they apologized.
He talked to KGO-TV. A tropical storm warning remains in effect from Long Island to Massachusetts as Hermine continues to churn hundreds of miles offshore in the Atlantic. The area from New York to New England could see pounding waves and coastal flooding from this storm. Schools are closed and emergency shelters have been set up in Mexico's Baja California because of Hurricane Newton. The resorts of Los Cabos and Cabo San Lucas may well be affected by this storm. Congress returns from its summer vacation today. It has to figure out a way to keep the government open before spending authority expires on the 1st of October. This is AP Radio News. Comedian Chevy Chase has checked into rehab. Here's our Jamie Fryer.
Good evening, I'm Chevy Chase, and you're not.
The former Saturday Night Live star is in a Minnesota rehab center for treatment of an alcohol problem. His spokeswoman says it's a tune-up in Chase's recovery. The 72-year-old actor struggled with drugs and alcohol during his career. He checked into the Betty Ford Clinic in the 1980s for treatment for addiction to prescription painkillers. His return to rehab was first reported by TMZ. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Now to campaign 2016. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are continuing the campaign today. He will be in Virginia and North Carolina, where he will talk about his recently unveiled immigration plan. She will be in Florida in search of an advantage in the nation's largest swing state. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.